KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 60 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday night addressed efforts by persons on the social media site Connect Atlantic to bring high-speed internet to the community through means other than MediaCom or CenturyLink. Jones says he's been getting ambushed by Connect Atlantic in efforts to work with MediaCom to bring 1 gig service to customers in town.
Official thing from the city, our main thing right now is MediaCom is going to upgrade their whole system within the next 2 years. Everybody in their system will be available to have 1 gig of service. And from what our feeling, our reading from the people from MediaCom have been here, I think we're potentially one of the first towns to get the 1 gig service. From the stuff they're doing now, money filing and some other things going around, they're helping get things working. So I feel very comfortable it's going to happen.
High-speed internet is in place in the community, but it's not as widespread as many would like. Jones said many would prefer the city to build its own fiber optic infrastructure and run the system, but the mayor says that would be too costly.
The cost of trying to build a system in Lining from the ground up, you're looking at, and this either, I think these, the more I talk to different people, and I don't talk to Facebook, I talk to people that usually do this for a living. You're looking at $15 to $16 million revenue bond issue to pay for it. Just get the system installed, and that's not the overhead to run it for the rest of your afternoon.
He said in speaking with City Administrator John Lund, Jones said even if Atlantic had 40% of the market, $75 of every 40% would go to pay the debt for the internet system.
But the Connect Atlantic wants competition. I agree. I want them guys to go out and come back to me and show me what they can find some that'll work in Atlantic. Stop complaining. Get your butt in gear and go after it. Go back to some results for us, you know.
Councilman Gerald Brink said having a city-operated internet service can be a huge financial burden that may be difficult to recover from.
And a couple of communities where it literally broke the communities. They bonded out for like $15 million and ended up costing them like, I think it was $26 million, $27 million, and it literally broke the communities. So we don't want to get ourselves in the middle of anything like that.
Jones said right now it appears the best use of tax dollars in the city of Atlantic is to work with MediaCom to get the best deal and keep on top of the company if any problems crop up. He said many of the problems people are experiencing are internal due to old wiring in their homes or perhaps an old router. He says he's been asked why it's taken so long to bring high-speed internet to town when other smaller communities nearby have or are in the process of getting the service.
Simple reason is when they come out of those grants, they have telephone companies in their small towns. They got the grants. That's the whole thing why they got high speed now. Atlantic had CenturyLink and MediaCom. We didn't own a telephone company. So that's the whole thing.
Atlantic welcomes the Christmas season with a grand lighting ceremony this evening beginning at 5. The event takes place at the historic Rock Island Depot on North Chestnut Street and features entertainment as well as hot dogs. Santa will arrive on his helicopter, weather permitting, for his first official visit of the year, also at the depot. Santa's cabin will be open in the Atlantic City Park, located between 6th and 7th and Chestnut and Poplar Streets, from 6 until 7:30 this evening. There's also a blood drive going on today from noon until 6 at the Cass County Community Center. And this Saturday, it's the 2016 Atlantic Rotary Auction beginning at 5:30 p.m. also at the Cass County Community Center. For more on Christmas season events in Atlantic, you can go to www.christmasinatlantic.com. A former Carter Lake city clerk has filed a lawsuit challenging her firing earlier this year and complaining that the city failed to honor her severance agreement. Doreen Mowry filed a lawsuit seeking her $108,809.56 severance and other damages. Carter Lake officials have not yet responded to Mowry's lawsuit. Mowry said she believes she was fired improperly in January because of her stance that City Councilmember Mary Schomer couldn't continue working for the city's library and serve on the council. Mowry, who worked for the city for 24 years, said she believes previous disagreements with Mayor Gerald Waltrip contributed to her firing. Police in Red Oak have arrested a Council Bluffs woman again for escape from custody. 35-year-old Deborah Lee Pankers was taken into custody on a valid Department of Corrections warrant. Pankers was arrested in the 700 block of North 3rd Street at around 4:12 p.m. Wednesday and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was held without bond. Pankers was previously arrested Sunday evening on a Pottawatomie County warrant for escape from custody after she escaped from the residential facility in Council Bluffs. An investigation into an assault last Friday in Council Bluffs has resulted in an arrest. Bluffs police said yesterday 39-year-old Cedric Whitmire of Council Bluffs faces charges that include first-degree kidnapping, sexual abuse in the third degree, aggravated domestic assault, pandering, and other misdemeanor drug charges. Whitmire was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities said on November 11th, officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department had responded to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in reference to a female victim receiving treatment for both physical and sexual assaults. The victim told officers that her boyfriend, Cedric Whitmire, had taken her cell phone and refused to allow her to leave their apartment in the 800 block of North 36th Street in Council Bluffs for the previous few days. She also told officers that during that time, he continually assaulted her by striking her in the face with a closed fist and at one point sexually assaulted her. During the subsequent investigation, it was determined Whitmire had transported the victim into Omaha against her will for the purpose of engaging in prostitution. One of the three men charged in a fatal Council Bluffs shooting and robbery has pleaded guilty as part of an agreement with prosecutors. 30-year-old Marquise Davis pleaded guilty to robbery Tuesday in connection with the March 7th shooting death of Anthony Walker. In exchange for the plea, prosecutors dropped all other charges. Davis says he plotted with 22-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati and 19-year-old Ben Line to rob Walker of drugs and money. Davis invited Walker to his apartment. Police say Line and Correa Carminati followed him with guns. One man carried a BB gun, the other held a .40 caliber handgun. Both Line and Correa Carminati say they were the one holding the BB gun, and they are awaiting trial. The Creston Police Department reports this morning that a resident of the 400 block of North Poplar Street reported on Wednesday evening that sometime between Sunday and Wednesday, someone entered the residence and stole numerous items, including furniture, electronic games, and television. A dollar amount of the loss was not available. And early Wednesday morning, a Creston resident living in the 400 block of New York Avenue reported that sometime during the overnight hours Tuesday and early Wednesday, someone slashed the tires on his vehicle while it was parked in front of his residence. The damage was estimated at $100. Creston police said also an Eagleville, Missouri man was arrested early this morning on an OWI charge. 20-year-old Jacob Greider was arrested following a traffic stop on New York Avenue. He was charged with OWI first offense and held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 39-year-old Jeremy Gordon King of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon at the Union County Jail on two Union County warrants. The warrants were for trafficking and stolen weapons, first offense, and assault causing bodily injury. King was being held in the Union County Jail with bond undetermined until being seen by a judge. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man wanted for criminal mischief in the second degree for destruction of damage of property turned himself in Tuesday morning. 25-year-old Nathan Christopher Roberson of Macedonia was then placed under arrest and turned over corrections staff at the Pottawatomie County Jail. Mills County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday an Adams County woman was arrested last week on theft and drug charges. 28-year-old Misty Ann Cross of Corning was arrested Friday afternoon for theft in the second and third degrees, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of prescription drugs. Cross was being held in the Mills County Jail on $9,000 bond. At the same time and location of her arrest, 26-year-old Tyler Jason Chambers of Glenwood was arrested Friday for fraudulent use of registration and driving while barred. Chambers' bond was set at $2,300. Last Thursday, Mills County deputies arrested 26-year-old Ashley DeFever of Council Bluffs on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Her bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 29-year-old Jared Pomeranke of Glenwood was arrested for failure to appear on a warrant. His bond was set at $5,000. And this just in, we have a note for all Wyota residents. The drinking water ban that was placed into effect last week has now been lifted. Once again, the water is safe to drink and use in the city of Wyota. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.